Good morning. Today I will conclude the series, Maintaining Hope in the Midst of the Prevailing Coronavirus Pandemic. Last week, I submitted that the sovereignty of God provides another pillar for hope in all situations for Christ's followers. Today, I will conclude by reviewing the basis of hope provided by the Apostle Peter, rightly called the Apostle of Hope. In 1 Peter 1, Peter speaks of hope with full assurance. He was trained and tested in hope. From personal experience, the apostle explained many aspects of hope's necessity. He looked at hope and the people who need hope from two vantage points. First, Peter writes of an earthly position. He describes his readers as pilgrims of the dispersion. He was writing to believers who had been scattered in all directions around the world. So, he said, they are pilgrims, a word carrying the idea of a foreigner or alien who has but a temporary residency. Hence, we should be aware of our pilgrim status at every juncture of our lives, especially during intense persecution or extreme hardship. Nevertheless, we are also ambassadors for Christ, offering a message of hope. Ephesians 2 verse 12, chapter 6 verse 20, and 1 Thessalonians 4 verse 13. Every person on this planet needs hope. Second, Peter refers to our heavenly position, elect. 1 Peter 1 verse 2. Believers cannot be confined to an earthly perspective. Our heavenly citizenship must neither be compromised nor neglected. We should understand that we have been elected by God. Peter reveals some truths about election. We are elect according to the foreknowledge of God. Verses 2. The term translated foreknowledge is prognosis, which means know beforehand. Foreknowledge is an aspect of God's omniscience, his exhaustive knowledge of past, present, and future. God knew in eternity we would be saved. Our trust in Christ did not take God by surprise. He determined to save each and every person who believes in him in eternity past. Additionally, Peter writes of the sanctification of the Spirit. The Holy Spirit works in us, setting us apart and applying the blood of Jesus to our sinful souls. Our hope stems directly from the active work of God's Spirit in our lives. What is hope? Verse 3 to 9, Peter addresses this. According to Peter, our hope is based on Jesus Christ and his resurrection. Hope begins and ends with Jesus. Verse 3, while the source of our hope is the resurrection, the substance of our hope is our inheritance in Jesus Christ. No decay is possible for the inheritance that we have from Christ. It cannot be polluted and will not fade. Our hope is reserved in heaven. Verse 4, the security guaranteed by the Lord Jesus Christ himself. God keeps us by his power through our faith. In addition, since our faith is an enduring faith, our hope is an enduring hope. Chapter 1, verse 8 and verse 9. The believer's hope remains established through the apostolic witness to which Peter testifies. We are captivated by his love. Little wonder we have a sure faith expressed by joy that is inexpressible. Verse 8. What good is hope? Verses 10 to 21. Hope, along with faith and love, is part of our salvation. Peter makes perfectly clear that the salvation we have from Christ is applicable in the future, past and present. Verses 10 to 12. The Holy Spirit revealed centuries before Christ that the Messiah would come, suffer, and die to be raised from the dead. Furthermore, the apostolic eyewitnesses proclaim that God would affirm his hope to us. And the Old Testament brings this out. Verse 12 of chapter 1, 1 Peter. Indeed, the redemptive hope the apostles preached was a record of the events even angels desired to look into. Verse 12. Hope offers benefits to its possessors. Hope inspires. Hope pushes us to embrace the future for what will occur when Jesus is revealed. Chapter 1, verse 13. Hope also demands. Verse 14 to 16. Since we are obedient children, our goal is to fashion ourselves after Christ. We must be holy, for God is holy. Verse 16. Hope prods us to examine our personal life, making adjustments when we do not live up to scriptural standards. Verse 17. Finally, hope redeems. Our hope in Christ has caused us to enter into redemption from our past ways of thinking. Verse 18. Peter tells us precisely how believers are redeemed. Verse 19 to verse 21. Here is one of the strongest statements in the Bible about inspiration. Chapter 1, verse 22 to 25. Hope stays alive in us because the word of God came to us. The Bible is like seed. It seems small and insignificant until it is planted in good soil. And then it creates new life. The scripture is a tool that the Holy Spirit uses to regenerate our souls. James 1 and verse 18. The word of God not only saves, the word of God sanctifies. Verse 22 to 25. The Bible is God's cleansing agent. The word of God cleanses. On the one hand, God does this initial cleansing, the beginning of sanctification. Our souls are purified. Verse 22, through obedience initiated by the Holy Spirit. On the other hand, individual cleansing is continued inwardly in our hearts. In other words, we are not passive in the process, but very active. The word of God is the instrument he uses to save and sanctify us his people. Finally, God uses hope to sustain us through his word, because the word of God endures forever. It becomes the means through which God sustains us throughout eternity. Delivering hope. Luke tells us, and by giving us a very vivid picture of lost hope, as he describes the final journey of the Apostle Paul on his way to Rome. Paul and his companions, including Luke, suffered shipwreck. Just prior to God's miraculous rescue, Luke recorded in stark detail what they believed to be the end. He wrote, "On the third day, we threw the ship's tackle overboard with our own hands. Now, when neither sun nor stars appeared for many days, and no small tempest beat on us, all hope that we would be saved was finally given up." Acts 27, 19 and 20. When hope leaves, expectation for rescue completely vanishes. And as we see from 1 Peter, only God is big enough to rescue us in our hopeless condition. That's the hope we find in Jesus Christ, the sovereign God whose attributes include sovereignty, assures us that he has given us a hope that endures forever. We can maintain hope in the midst of the prevailing coronavirus pandemic. We don't know what the new normal will be. As we gradually adjust to the times, let us put our hope in God. Let us rest on the solid foundation, God's promises, the character of God, God's sovereignty. We will make it because our God is in charge. God bless you.